A rural South Carolina lawyer with powerful family connections is now a convicted killer. Alec Murdoch was found guilty of murdering his wife and son. Today is his sentencing hearing where he could be told he'll spend life behind bars. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
After 6 weeks of testimony, it took jurors just 3 hours to reach a verdict. The lead prosecutor looked nervous, but Murdoch smiled until the judge asked him to stand as the clerk of court read the jury's decision.
Guilty verdict.
Jurors did not believe the 54-year-old simply found the bodies of his loved ones on the family's rural property in June of 2021 before calling police. They believe Murdoch killed them, ambushing Paul twice with a shotgun, then firing several rounds into Maggie with an assault rifle, a weapon once owned by the family that is now missing. The defense quickly motioned for a mistrial, which Judge Clifton Newman denied.
The jury has now considered the evidence for a significant period of time, and the evidence of guilt is overwhelming.
Defense attorneys declined to comment following the verdict, but said they are ready for sentencing. Murdoch was then handcuffed and led out of the courtroom. Lead prosecutor Creighton Waters addressed the public and the press outside the courthouse, even as it began to rain.
Justice was done today. It doesn't matter who your family is. It doesn't matter how much money you have or people think you have. It doesn't matter what you think, how prominent you are. If you do wrong, if you break the law, if you murder, then justice will be done in South Carolina.
Waters said Murdoch's repeated lies had finally come to an end. Those habitual lies to protect a secret life of alleged drug abuse and embezzlement had been exposed. The biggest lie, Waters argued, was the one that shattered Murdoch's alibi. A video recently extracted from his slain son's cell phone showed Murdoch was with his loved ones just minutes before they were killed. And the boy he'd often called his little detective had ultimately provided the final and crucial clue. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in Walterboro, South Carolina.